Peter reemphasized it in 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Two verses there, verse 10 and verse 11. Emphasizes every man has received the gift. As every one of us have received the gift, even so, minister the same one to another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. Hallelujah. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. Don't speak as if you have authority anywhere. We derive our authority from God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Can you see, repeating the same thing Apostle Paul told the Romans? That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Apostle Paul then gave us this pattern in Philippians chapter 2, the scripture that we all know so very, very well. Philippians chapter 2, and let's read it from verse 1. And we read it. It will look like a long reading, but it will help somebody here. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, says Apostle Paul, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. He's repeating it again to the Philippians. It's a principle. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. For that is our destiny. Who, being in the form of God, see, with all the grace and the anointing that he has, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, lowliness, meekness, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself, because every man must humble himself, and became obedient. To what extent? Unto death. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore, because he did that, that's where the promotion is. You see the secret? That is where the promotion is. God also has highly exalted him. I show you a more perfect way. Do you want man to promote you or God to promote you? I want God to promote me. I want God to promote me. Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I pray to God. I say, Lord, adopt me with the anointing of hear ye him. Lord, give me the anointing of hear ye him. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hey, the whole world, hear ye him. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the Father. You know why I say, we read the Bible and we see how God moved with the apostles. There was something about the apostles. The apostles didn't say, Elvis, are you hearing me? The apostles didn't say, print a handbill, bring the lame out, you will see my Jesus. Bring the cripples out, you will see my Jesus. But there was something about them. Jesus did not send prepare crusade, did not spend money with radio and TV adverts. Oh, hallelujah. But his fame went abroad. Hallelujah. Do you observe, listen very well, do you observe that products that are effective, the manufacturer knows it is very, very effective. Do you notice that they don't spend money on unnecessary adverts? Because the product advertises itself. Do you understand? And when they put price, they don't negotiate the price. They just put it there and put label there. And money they enter account. Everybody is trooping to buy it. That was the ministry of Jesus. Do you know that the Bible says when they hear that the apostles are in town, they will bring their sick. I'm just hoping that as they pass, their shadow. Their disciples didn't say, Lord, my shadow is going to pass now. Oh yeah, my shadow. Oh yeah, enter. Oh yeah, my shadow. No. Amen. See, I want us to pray to reach that level. This church is in backyard. Nobody, no signboard, not there for main road. The church, wait there for front. There are signboard, even cover the road to come here. To locate this place here. Hallelujah. Listen. So, two incidences happen that I say, we will get there. We will get there. We will get there. When a sister said she was having problem, untimely death, Uche, I think her name is Sister Uche, something like that. She said that she was sitting down, there's this problem that was disturbing her. If she enter road, there's a spirit that want to push her for vehicle to hit her. When Okada is coming like this, the thing will just put her down. Okada, they will hit her, abuse her. Until she was always scared to trek on the road alone because she knew untimely death was following her. And she said she was in the church in a vigil. And she said she was sitting somewhere around here. And she said a voice spoke to her as I was preaching and passing that she should jump into my shadow. And let her. She said she was scared. She said if she did it, the coordinators would not allow her. But she said she whispered it to her friend sitting by her side. See, wait, you know. He said the friend was the one that ginger and said, hey, if not me, who could stop me? Hey? So she said, I was passing. She said, jump! To touch, enter my shadow. She said she did it again. Twice. And take note, she didn't fall under anointing. But she said she observed from that day that nonsense stopped. Now, and I am not saying if you have problem, enter my. Eh? Ogugwa gave me his testimony. Is it Friday night? Give me microphone. Eh? Is it Friday night? Eh?
Eh? Yes, sir, Friday night.
Eh?
Yeah, while I, you know, before you asked me to pray for somebody, I was having a very terrible pain, excruciating pain that my back pain that I couldn't even stand. So I had to sit down. It was really painful. So I came to you, whispered something to you. The moment I finished whispering, I came here, the pain disappeared.
Disappeared! Because he came close to me and spoke to me. There was a grace that touched him. And the nonsense left. Now, I didn't say, if you have pain, come and talk to me. Now, listen, I am trying to tell you, you know, there is a song we used to sing. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. Now, all these things we enjoy, it's a foretaste. There is something greater ahead. We are smelling it small. And I am seeing that. that God is going to raise ministers. Not Pastor Moses, ministers of this restoration ministry. That we bring, that will announce, or something will happen here. That will announce, not a man, but announce the ministry, that go to that church, just go sit down and pray. By the time you stand up, the problem will be gone. By this, the church will be announced everywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me finish reading that. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue, verse 11, should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, Apostle Paul is telling the Philippians, but now, much more in my absence, walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Praise the Lord. We are in the restoration ministry. And so much revelation that God has given us in this age. Revelation of the total restoration of the word of God. Revelation of God's divine agenda. We pride ourselves as the bride of Christ, because we should be able to be the light that will shine in the midst of the perverse darkness. We are churches of Jesus Christ, have been taken over by men. Carnal people have taken over. False people have taken over. Babalawo have taken over. Motivational speakers have taken over. The world has taken over the church. God is looking for a group of people that will shine the light. And he has positioned us this far. Listen, to whom much is given, much is expected, and much, of course, is demanded. Therefore, he told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. He told him that you should not let anybody despise. Let no man despise thy youth. But this is where I am going. But be thou an example of the believers. Be thou an example. Every one of us. In word. In conversation. In charity. In spirit. In faith. In purity. I repeat. Be thou an example. An example of the believer. When somebody sees you, he sees you a believer, not by a name tag. Be thou an example of the believer in word. Can we read it? In word. In conversation. In charity. In spirit. In faith. And in purity. Purity. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Apostle Paul again to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. He said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Peter also repeated in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, 22, and 23. 1 Peter chapter 2, Verse 21, 22, 23. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Christ is our example. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And verse 23. Who, when he was reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Let's go back to 2 Timothy again, chapter 2, and verse 24. They are all showing you a more perfect way. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. It says it. And the servant of the Lord must not strive. Give the brother, give the sister. You must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Titus, hallelujah. Chapter 1. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From verse 10. Titus chapter 1, from verse 10. He said, for there are many, because he's talking about this strife. That's why he said the same thing to Titus, another gifted brother, pastor. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies, that is gluttons. This witness is true, wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in their faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables, theories, and commandments of men that turn from the truth. And he emphasized, unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing. Nothing is pure before them. They are always criticizing. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works, they deny him. You see? They say they are Christian. They say they are in the message. But the life that they live deny that gospel. Being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, reprobate. Where is your church? Bride. But they see you outside, you're wearing trousers, wearing earring, dressing like a prostitute outside. Where are you? I'm in the message. You are a reprobate person. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. Praise God. He repeated the same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And verse 5, of this group of people that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. Let's read Titus again, chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. A lot of enter message followers around the world that hate Pastor Moses, but they try to look for something to condemn me. They cannot find anything. Hallelujah. And I repeat, the only thing they tell me is Brother Abraham say, William Abraham say, William Abraham say. Why they say William Abraham say, I am saying Jesus say. They are preachers of William Branham. I am a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is it. And somebody sent a post to me this morning or last night and said that somebody brought it from a group chat. The person put my picture there and say, William Branham say that the hair is the covering. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Pastor Moses Alu say the scarf is the covering. He say, who among them are we to believe? Who is right and who is wrong? Then the next post, he put my picture there again, the same person. And he said the same, he put another one. And put EGAD. This EGAD against electronic smoke. Hallelujah. Against electronic smoke. He put it there and he said, Pastor Moses Alu and his prophets use the EGAD to have strength to preach the gospel. Where is the God that gives us strength? Why are they not using EGAD for strength instead of God for strength? Just looking for something to criticize me. Praise the Lord. They are now afraid because their members are watching me on television, so they cannot say I don't know how to preach. They are no more talking doctrine. See where they are going. That is why he's saying in verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort, go to verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation that appear to all men teaches us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purity unto himself, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That is our destiny. So what is our guide as we operate our gifts? One of it is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. We are guided, whatever we do, by moderation. Moderation. And when I say moderation, as far as the first operation of gifts, when we have prophetic action, listen, ministers, gifted brothers, prayer group leaders, pastors, listen, everything can be done in excess. Everything can be done in excess. We are guided by moderation. In exercising your gift, always note that the power is in the spoken word. The power is not in the water. The power is not in the padlock that you open. The power is not in the mirror that you scatter. The power is not in any water. Always know that God directs you to do something at a particular time. It does not become a doctrine. It does not become, now because we speak of prophetic action, before you know what, you go the way of Sele and becomes fetish because you are no more in moderation. There is nothing like come and cane the enemy program. Do you understand? Come with broom for vigil. Come with cutlass. Let's cut off their head. And everybody's bringing cutlass. Shaka, shaka, shaka. Call with the broom. Call with the cane and cane them. And cane them. I cane you. I cane you. There are prophetic actions that must be moderated. If not, it becomes fetish and there will be no difference between you and native doctors. Moderation. Moderation is very, very important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you people should know scripture enough so that when your pastor is deviating, you check him. Check him. Yes. Once every year, we do prophetic action. And we don't go beyond that once in a year. Of bringing padlock, key, and all those things. They are all deliverance actions. But don't be, every time anybody come to you, go to your village and bring sand. It's evidence that's not your area for deliverance. Direct the person to deliverance minister. Unless God tells you so. And sometimes, when the person travel and bring that sand, what happened after the prayer? Let you know that you are just doing things presumptuously. Go and carry, see, if I tell you anything to do for your deliverance, because I am a deliverance minister, and I am, you know, revelated enough, I don't go beyond my grace. If I tell you, go and do this, and it will go. If you do it because I tell you to do it, heaven will back it up. Listen. But if that becomes everybody that comes, I do the same thing. Everybody that comes, I do the same thing. It will not work. It will not work again. It will not work. You must be moved by the Spirit to do it. You don't do it because I did it that time, it worked. For so person, there for you, let me do it for you now. It will not work. Because that is not God's perfect way. His perfect way is speak to the situation. He gave up power to bind and to loose. Authority is in his mouth, Jesus Christ. But once a while, he healed the blind with mud. Hallelujah. With spittle, he made mud with his spittle and placed it there. Every time, open your mouth. Go and drink anointing oil. Drink anointing oil. And the fibroids is still there. So what did they drink? Copy. Because you see one minister, they do it for television. They come and testify. You too, you will do your own. Very soon, you will watch one Babala will do something. You will come and do it also in the name of Jesus. Copy. Praise the Lord. Stop telling people to hold vigil. Do 4 days vigil. And God, the Lord says you should do 7 days, give him 7 days praise. And many of us, you are in this church, but mumu never come up for your head. Because you can't try that for Yibo. If you tell Yibo, do this and this will happen, he will do it with the whole of his heart. If it didn't happen, it's coming back to you. Hey guy, me was it? You're a con, man. You're a con. When he's coming with his lawyer. Man, you kept me for 7 nights, no sleep. I want compensation. But hear anything they tell you. The person told you 7 nights. 7 nights you did it. Nothing happened. 7 nights you don't sleep. Nothing happened. Then you come to him. Pastor, I did it. It didn't happen. Then he say, God, it is strong. They reinforce. This is your case. It's serious, so. Okay, we need to go to the mountain. Let's go to the mountain. We did 5 people. We know the charge here. For this one, we know the charge. Just bring transport only, and the money we will take up. Break. Pastor, how you they take no? I know they here. Are they live another place? Am I not among all of us here? As you they see, that's why they see. As they hear, you they hear, that's why they hear. Then you too, you will go again. If not me, I no come to that man for prayer again. And I will preach everybody around me, that man is false. I will tell everybody. Any day I hear him carrying microphone, you go 7 days, that I will say, excuse me, pastor, what happened? You gave me 7 days. It didn't work. I see you giving him again. Now make me say, that one, you know they work. Make you change them. I will go. And heaven will be clapping for you. Even we here, we shall say, put your hands together for Jesus. Why do you act like that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. In verse 8 and verse 9 of the same Philippians chapter 4. Verse 8 and verse 9. This is our guide. This is our guide. It's underlined in my Bible, and it's supposed to underline your Bible. It says, finally, brethren, it says, whatsoever things are true. This is the guide for us. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, look at that matter again. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9. Those things, Apostle Paul, for all of us to go back to the scriptures, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Apostle Paul, he said, do, and the God of peace shall be with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we stand up? Thank you.